You know, we've been catching a lot of passes out there, all the tight ends, really. And I think the way it complements each other is, you know, a lot of the plays look the same when we're coming off the ball. And if it happens to be a run, that's what it is. If it happens to be a pass, that's what it is. But it's tough for defenses to hone in on things like that.
How much do you pick on Daniel's brain about this offense?
I ask him questions all the time. He's probably going to get sick of me because I just the little details about things. I understand the plays, but trying to understand the details about running routes, when to do certain things against a defender are questions that I ask him. And he's more than willing to help. He's a great vet. All the tight ends, and I'm pretty sure a lot of the guys on the team in general, look up to him and his veteran leadership. You know, we all understand how the game works. We're going to go out there and compete. And, you know, for the most part, each of us have to focus on our job and what we're doing. We can't too much focus on, oh, you know, he just caught that ball and, you know, I didn't or something like that. We just focus on our job and, you know, we work well together. We're just having fun out there.
When Brock Osweiler's in there with the first team sometimes, how is he different now? How has he grown over the years? What you've seen of him since he came in?
You know, I've always been impressed with Brock and his composure and, you know, how he commands the huddle. So I think this year, you know, the more and more you play in the league, the more confident you get, the more composure you have out there. And he's that guy right now. He's in the huddle commanding things, telling us if we're not playing so well, all right, calm down, guys, relax, the next play. He's learned a lot from Peyton, and it shows in the huddle.
How does Peyton look compared to where he finished last season?
You know, I think he looks good. You know, he's putting a lot of balls in the right place. And, you know, Peyton is Peyton to me. He's always going to go out there and find a way to be 18.
Anything else, guys?
With
Clady
going down, did that change at all the emphasis that maybe you guys would use an extra tight end or
you know, there hasn't been any talk to my knowledge. All I know is I'm trying to learn the offense and focus on myself for right now. And once I know the offense inside and out, maybe that's something I'll know further down the line. But as of right now, I have no idea.
How comfortable are you with the offense at this point?
I'm very comfortable. You know, I understand how things are supposed to be. Like I said earlier, it's just understanding the little details about things. And, you know, we have time to get those things down.
Is it safe to say that maybe your physical style of play, that you fit this offense more than maybe previous seasons?
You know, that's tough to say. I don't ever look at a situation like, oh, I'll fit this offense, I'll fit that offense. To me, I'm a ball player. And at the end of the day, whatever the coach is asking me, I'm going to go out there to execute it in that fashion.
Okay, thank you, Virgil.